Prime Minister Petr Nečas visited northern Bohemia on Monday, where the local authorities have been struggling to deal with growing racial tension and a wave of anti-Romani sentiment. Mr. Nečas visited ghettos, talked to local inhabitants and debated specific measures with community representatives. In Nový Bor, he thanked the locals for showing restraint in their protests and not supporting extremist groupings which have tried to use the crisis for their own ends. Extremist demonstrations and public gatherings have been taking place in the region since August, when several violent, apparently racially motivated conflicts occurred. Local forums held to discuss the situation have criticized negligence on the part of the police and town halls, as well as a liberal social welfare system. The cabinet is to meet on Wednesday to discuss growing racial tension in the north of the country, Romani ghettos and social exclusion. Ministers are expected to debate a comprehensive strategy aimed at fighting social exclusion of Romanis in the spheres of education, housing, employment, healthcare and security. According to available statistics, there are some 400 Romani ghettos around the country with an estimated 80,000 inhabitants. The vast majority of adults living in them are jobless. Labour and Social Affairs Minister Jaromír Drábek on Monday revealed some of the measures aimed at alleviating ethnic tension in the north of the country. At a press conference in the town of Rumburk, he said that in future welfare benefits would only be paid out to people who have permanent residence in the given region, and that after a certain period of time, people on welfare would have to enrol for community service. 100 more community jobs are being established in the north. Parents who do not send their children to school would not be eligible for state support. Our research team from the Institute of Hereditary Metabolic Disorders at the Medical Faculty of Charles University in Prague has reportedly uncovered the cause of Kuff's disease. At a press briefing in Prague on Monday, scientists said a mutation of the DNA JC5 gene was behind the incurable brain disease. The disease is a defect of the metabolism of fats and proteins that is manifested only in adult age. This particular research team has had previous successes in detecting genes responsible for some diseases of the eyes and kidneys. A tram driver was killed in a collision of two trams on Prague's Plzeňská Street early on Monday. No one else was injured in the accident. The collision occurred shortly after 6 a.m. when the second tram drawing into a station failed to brake properly and ploughed into a stationary vehicle. The driver failed to leave the cabin in time and was trapped in the wreckage. He succumbed to his injuries on the spot. The five passengers riding on the tram were uninjured. The tram route was closed for the entire morning. The damage is being estimated at 10 million crowns. Slovak police have arrested a Ukrainian convict on the run who was sentenced to 13 years for murder by a Czech court in 1996. The man escaped shortly after and was on the run for 15 years. He was arrested on an Interpol arrest warrant near the Slovak-Ukrainian border. The Czech authorities will reportedly request his extradition. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The next few days should be partly cloudy with day temperatures between 17 and 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.